Activists rallied at the California State Capitol to protest proposed state budget cuts to UC and CSU systems. The revised May budget proposal marks only a 3% budget cut compared to the 8% cut proposed in January. Even so, the 3% cut translates to the loss of $130 million in funding. This cut is expected to impact student services, faculty positions, and the quality of education. Larger class sizes, fewer course options, and workforce reductions will likely be a result of the proposed cuts. UC has expressed concerns that these cuts could also lead to limits on student enrollment. The cuts come amid concerns about potential losses in federal research grants and other funding under the Trump administration. Kathleen Fullerton is with the UC Office of the President.
$130 million cut to UC will mean a $2.7 billion impact on California's economy. UC is facing cost increases and, as you know, we're facing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal award cancellations, and that directly impacts our research. And the $271 million that we are expecting to receive this year under the compact is being deferred. This presents significant challenges, as campuses have already enrolled students based on the compact's requirements. All of these budget pressures compound over time, and long-term impacts of a base budget cut and compact deferrals threaten UC's ability to deliver in the future on our important missions of education, research, and public service.
The rally was part of a growing push to defend public education's funding and warn of the nationwide consequences these cuts could have, especially for California's economy. Advocates believe it is vital that the state fund and protect higher education and the UC during a time of unprecedented federal attacks on student support systems. Rafael Jaime is the president of UAW 481, one of the rally's organizers.
As the federal government steps back from its commitment to higher education, we're asking California to step up. We're demanding that California invest in higher education so we can deliver the education and research that drives our economy and educates the next generation. Instead of cutting funding to institutions that working class families rely on for jobs and social mobility, our state government must find new sources of revenue and invest in public education, invest in healthcare, and invest in working people.
The deadline for the state legislature to pass a final state budget is June 15th. The governor has until June 30th to sign the final budget agreement. This is Sophia Rice-Elfany for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.